Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Freedom from Pain program with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Tong. I'm an anesthesiologist. And back in my medical school, I found out the fallacy of drugs which treat symptoms, but never treat the cause of the symptom. And then they have a lot of side effects. That's why I became an anesthesiologist. And later on, I combined nerve block and learned acupuncture and developed this method of East-West medicine that cured the problem by restoring the health of the patient. So all Western diagnoses are symptoms, multiple sclerosis, high blood pressure, diabetes, Alzheimer, all these syndromes are labeled as symptoms. The cause is the blockage of circulation that contain the healing power. So we do not treat high blood pressure. We do not treat pain. We do not treat the symptom. We treat the blockages that cause this problem by restoring the circulation. And for the past 12 years, more than 12 years, Dr. Elaine and I have been bringing patients, 2 to 4 patients every weekend, and demonstrate that all the Western syndromes that are considered incurable can indeed be cured. Most chronic disorders are very easy to cure. 90 to 95% of our new patients get dramatically better the very first time. In fact, we have thousands of cases on my website, drtong.com, www.drtong.com. We have tons of radio shows, YouTube programs, patient interviews, and letters from patients, and each category are arranged according to the Western diagnosis alphabetically. Allergy, asthma, Crohn's disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and so forth. So you want to check out that this claim that everything can be cured. In fact, most of our guests, almost all our guests, feel better the first time. And if you have any question, you can call in. Our number is 714-556-8664. Okay, I'd like to welcome our first guest, Linda. How are you, Linda?
Hi, Dr. Tong. I'm doing well.
Good. Linda, can you tell us a little bit about your background, where you live, what you do, and how you know about us and came to see me for what in the beginning?
I live in Huntington Beach, and I have a 12-year-old son, and I do volunteer work, and I take care of the house. That's what I do.
Okay, so how do you know? How do you find out about me?
You are my brother-in-law.
Okay, so what was your first when you first came to see us? What was your problem?
I had taken some antibiotics.
Okay.
Some quinolones, and I had a severe side effect or reaction to those, and it created extreme weakness and the inability to control my legs and arms correctly.
And what were your what was the infection?
Actually, there was no infection at all. That was taken as a preventative after surgery I had.
Oh, what was the surgery?
The surgery was a lung procedure for a lung. It was radio frequency ablation for a metastatic breast cancer that had moved to my lung.
Oh, but way before you have the breast cancer that go to your lung, you saw me before then, correct or no?
That was 2009 when I had that severe reaction, and then I saw you prior to that for back pain, lower back pain, and hip pain.
Mm. So how long you had the lower back pain and hip pain before you saw me?
Couple of years.
Couple of years, and did the back pain come back?
No.
Okay, so
you treated me. I think it was off and on there for a while, and then the back pain was gone within like three or four treatments, and then I could exercise. And Dr. Elaine gave me certain things to do for exercise, and now that was probably 5 years ago. I've never had that back pain again.
So low back pain, chronic low back pain can be cured. The way we cure it is by restoring circulation to the back area that was blocked. And then we teach you to exercise and also what to eat to sustain the circulation there. Now, let's go to your most serious problem. You were discovered to have lung cancer or breast cancer. Now, they discovered it. They did not tell you until a year later. Tell us about that.
They didn't tell me that it had metastasized to my lung.
Yes.
It was showing up on a little bit of scans, but they didn't disclose that they were watching it. And then a year later, had no symptoms, but then it was shown up on another scan. And so we needed to treat it.
To me, that was kind of unethical, because when they found something like that, a lesion, you know, lung that you suspect is cancer, the patient should be informed so that you can do something, you know, other than conventional medicine to do something to prevent it. But anyway, so after the second time, they found that the lesion had increased in size, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so what did they suggest to do?
They suggested at that time to do the radio frequency ablation.
Okay, and they give you the antibiotics.
And after that procedure, I was on a couple different antibiotics.
Yes.
And I had a reaction to one of them. The one that I think was the culprit was the quinolone-based antibiotic.
Mm. Okay, so did you feel any better after the radio ablation?
No, I felt worse. That's why I came to you. I couldn't, I felt like I was a 200-year-old woman. I couldn't move. My husband had to help me get dressed and wash my hair, all of these things from this one particular medicine. You don't know, you know, when a doctor prescribes you medicine, and I had no lung infection. It was only
prophylactic.
Prophylactic, and it was unnecessary.
Yeah, it was unnecessary. Even if you had infection, using antibiotic is wrong. If you have infection, the cause is blocking a circulation. For instance, okay, if you have a traffic jam in the San Francisco area that's not resolved for 5 months, then you had a riot. You don't want to go kill the rioters. The rioters riot because they don't have food. They don't have police. They don't have anybody dump the garbage. They don't have circulation of the traffic that keeps the health of the society. So the way they treat this riot, maybe called San Francisco riot syndrome, is open up the traffic jam. Then the society will heal itself. And the same thing if you have a lung infection and in your cancer, the same way. You got blocking of circulation. So the way to treat your lesion, the cancer, is to open up the circulation and also balance the body chemistry, the energy. So removing the cancer with ablation does not cure the disease that caused the cancer, which is blocking the circulation. And I remember, every single time you receive that treatment, you will came in to our office crying in tears. And after either me or Dr. Elaine treated you, you'd be giggling going out. You remember that?
Yes, after that treatment, that was bad. That's probably the worst I've been. That was horrible.
So, how long ago was our last treatment for your cancer?
5 years.
Okay. Most of the time with conventional therapy, they count on 5-year survival rate. Okay. But you feel so good, you're not going to die. Your cancer not going to recur without treatment. If they recur, we give you a treatment, improve the circulation, you alkalize. You know, you have been doing the juicing. You have been doing juicing?
Right.
Yeah. So when you alkalize your blood and you open up circulation, the cancer is not going to recur. So
I tested for a long time, tested my using the alkaline test strips in the morning and test to see then what foods are good on the list that you gave me. And then now I don't test very often. I test maybe once a month or so to make sure that I'm maintaining that. But if I follow the list on the foods that I'm supposed to eat, then it seems to stay where it's supposed to.
Yeah, I suggest that you do that. I do this every day because, you know, if I find myself to be a little acidic, then I'll drink more of the juice or eat more vegetable to make sure that I'm alkaline. When you're alkaline, you don't get sick. When you're acidic, you get all kinds of problems. But anyways, because you're not checking yourself as often, then you start developing very high blood pressure. When did this happen?
9 years.
9 years, your high blood pressure?
Oh, maybe longer than that.
We didn't treat your high blood pressure. We should have been treating your high blood pressure. But
well,
anyway,
you treated the other things that were more critical.
But, you know, they blame it on the adrenal, and they suggest you to have the adrenal removed. When was that?
Right.
When
that was in, diagnosis was in November or December of last year. I had low, very dangerously low potassium levels. My adrenal glands that are located above your kidney was dumping the potassium because there was a mass in one of the adrenals, in the left adrenal gland.
Oh, so how high were your blood pressure?
It's about 200 over 100.
200 over 100. So,
yes.
So they suggest to remove the adrenal, and that will cure the high blood pressure?
Yes. The mass was a tumor, and it was expressing too much aldosterone. And the aldosterone, which is generated in the adrenal gland, then was telling the kidneys to dump the potassium.
So what did they say was the cause of high blood pressure?
The mass in the left adrenal gland.
All right, so you have that removed, correct?
Correct.
Okay, then how high was your blood pressure then?
It was, after?
Yes.
Well, it's still high.
When you first came back to us, okay, the blood pressure was 190-something over 157. That's the lower number, 157.
Okay.
Now you no longer have the mass in the adrenal gland, but
no.
Your blood pressure was even higher.
So, still high.
So they were wrong. The mass
right.
did not cause the high blood pressure.
Nope.
So how do you feel besides the blood pressure physically? You know, what kind of symptom you feel?
Well, physically now there's something else going on that I don't know what's happening. I have numbness in both hands. There's numbness and tingling and loss of tactile sensation, as well as there was swelling. My hands look like little sausages. My fingers look like little sausages. And my feet, when I walked, when I try to do exercise, would burn and tingle, and sometimes my toes would become numb.
Yeah, you should have come back earlier. But anyway, so how long ago was that you came back, and what happened when I treat you?
That was 2 weeks. I came back, it was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Maybe 2 weeks ago.
Okay, after my treatment, what happened to your blood pressure?
My blood pressure is now within the normal range, and at some points when I take it, it's even 120 or 71. My heart rate has now dropped back to where I normally see it in the 56 to 72 range for my heart rate.
Okay, I want to tell the audience what happened after my first treatment with you. When you returned, your blood pressure before the treatment was 198 over 157. So
right.
After my treatment, you remember how much the blood pressure dropped?
I don't remember exactly. I think it was then 147 over...
84. 147 over 84.
Which is quite within a respectable range.
Exactly, okay? But 157 on the lower number is very dangerous. You could have a stroke with that. Anyway, so how is your hand, the numbness, and all the other symptoms?
I actually have been able to increase my exercise, so I'm riding my stationary bike 15 minutes a day. Before, my hands and feet, really my feet on the bike, just wouldn't handle it, even though it's a stationary bike. But I was walking a mile or so, and now, ever since the very first treatment, that my feet no longer have any numbness, even when I walk or ride a bike, none at all. My hands are not as swollen as they were. They are still swollen, but not as swollen, and the numbness now is just a little bit of tingling. And it is not the other thing that was disturbing me was I could not sleep at night. I would wake up 2 hours after going to sleep in pain, and then I would have to ice it for at least a half an hour before I could get back to sleep, either that or take pain medicine. Now, I don't wake up at all during the night. I sleep. My hands still are a little bit tingly, and they swell a little bit, but I can sleep the entire night.
Okay, you know, every three or four treatment Dr. Elaine give you, you come back to let me give you one treatment. Okay, I'll fix whatever left, you know, your numbness and your insomnia and so forth. Next time, when your other doctor, your regular doctor, suggests you do something drastic like surgery, you and my brother should actually talk to us. So, you know, we'll give you our side of the story. We could actually shrink your tumor and cure your tumor without the surgery. And we proved to you that the tumor, the mass in the adrenal gland, is not the cause of the high blood pressure or your other symptoms. You remove the tumor, you still have all the symptoms. The cause is the blocking the circulation that contains the qi. You were out of balance. You should be checking your pH every morning, but I think you have been eating too much spicy stuff, and you're too hot, so you get yourself out of balance. That's what causes high blood pressure.
Okay, yeah. Well, I can check it again, so I can start doing that. I have the test strips.
Yeah. Anyway, so next time you might want you schedule an appointment with me, and I'll give you a treatment every three or four treatment Dr. Elaine gave you. Schedule one treatment from me, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so thanks very much for sharing your story with us. And your story perfectly illustrated high blood pressure, even very extremely high blood pressure, can be cured by restoring the circulation that was blocked, by restoring health.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Linda.
Have
a nice day. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes. For those people with any question, give us a call at 714-556-8255. 8664. You can call this number for a free phone consultation with me or Dr. Elaine. And if you want to check out for anything that you haven't heard from us, go to our website, drtong.com, www.drtong.com. Check out our YouTube radio shows, patient interviews and patient letter from patient, or email me, drtong@drtong.com, drtong@drtong.com. I'll send you a bunch of cases with symptom that's similar to yours. I would like to welcome our next guest, Peggy. Peggy, tell us where you're from and what you do, and why did you came to see me in the first place?
I live in Long Beach, California. I'm a flight attendant, and I came to see you in 2008 because I had a lot of back problems, upper back. I needed help with that. I've been seeing chiropractors for 10 years, and I had a friend who knew you and referred me to you.
Yes. And so what happened with my treatment? You feel any different in the first treatment?
Oh, yes. Since 2008, I think it was only two or three treatments. I haven't had any more back pain since. And I don't go to chiropractors anymore, so.
See, low back
pain,
even 10 years, okay, can be cured. And how many treatments did I give you to cure your low back pain?
I think it's been a long time ago, but I came in, it wasn't very many. I probably one or two or three. It was like pretty quick, and my back pain was gone, and I have never had to go back again to another chiropractor, and I've been pretty much a slave to them twice a week for quite a while because my job entails a lot of, you know, lifting and a lot of labor, you know, just on the road all the time.
Yeah. See, even with the demanding job like yours, okay, once you restore the circulation and you eat the diet that we recommend you to eat, most of the time they don't come back. If they do come back, one or two treatments, get rid of it. But you had a more serious problem, right? Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we treated it at the same time, right? Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us about your depression and how we cure your depression and you go back to the conventional doctors.
The depression subsided quite a bit. I still had a little bit of anxiety, but I've been able to deal with the anxiety. But the depression, I was on quite a bit of medication, which has been practically lessened to nothing now. So, that really helped out a lot. But lately, I just had sciatica. I had developed sciatica last year.
Mm.
And I have, you know, for a solid year now, I went back to see you again, and it's gone. I haven't had any problems with it.
Okay, tell us a little bit about the depression. I remember we cured your depression with a few treatments, and for 3 or 4 years, you were okay without using any drugs, correct?
Right.
And then you go back and try ECT.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you find out about ECT, and what's your experience with that? Is that electroconvulsive shock therapy? They shock you with electricity. Okay, so tell us about your experience with that. Why do you try it? Who recommended it?
Oh, I was watching a Dr. Oz show.
Oh, he recommended that?
Yeah, they have a lot of things on that show that I've since realized I don't watch. I don't do all of them anymore. But, he had said something about, you know, that it was something else some people can do if they have problems with medications, and so I decided to try it. And I was supposed to be able to just do it for a month and, you know, take just a month off from work and do it 3 days a week. It turned into a four-month thing, you know, where the month didn't work, and then I went into 4 months. So
what happened after your treatment? How did you feel after your treatment?
It's torture.
It's not ECT. It should be just like torture.
Yeah. Well, after this treatment, I'd be pretty tired. But they put you out, like you're completely knocked out, so you don't know what's happening. But you wake up afterwards, and you can't work. You lose a lot of – you have memory loss.
So you don't remember your pain. That's how they treat your pain.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I suggest a better program you watch rather than going to see Dr. Oz's program on Saturdays. Check in the KBRT at 4 o'clock. Freedom from Pain program, our program. Listen
oh,
to
okay.
us. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you tried the shock therapy, ECT, for how long?
It was about 4 months.
4 months. Then you came back to us?
How
do how do you remember us with all the shock therapy?
That's a good question.
Well,
I did lose a lot of memory during that time.
Okay. Anyway, do you remember what I did to you when you came back?
Oh, yeah. I felt so much better. I was also dealing with the sciatica problem, too,
uh-huh.
at the same time. Sciatica and I was trying to deal with the depression with the ECT. So, yeah, it really helped. I mean, my sciatica was completely gone for a whole year. It hasn't come back at all. And I just recently went in to see Dr. Elaine Tong just yesterday because I had a really severe cold. I went on a trip to Alaska. And instead of going to a conventional doctor, I go to you guys because usually she unblocked something because my lower back was really hurting and it was from the virus I had contacted. And immediately my lower back was feeling better when I left.
Great. Okay. We are running out of time. So the lesson from your story is that whenever you have a problem, instead of seeing your regular doctor, come to see your irregular doctor. That's us, our irregular doctor. Anyway, so thank you very much for sharing your story. For those who want to ask us any question, our number is 714-556-8664, and our website is drtong.com, drtong.com.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBRIGHT AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.